bow our hand and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall commence Friday evening service.
唱诗234首。
Let's sing hymn 234. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告，求主带领我们晚上的聚会。
We're going to pray in one accord to ask for God's guidance this evening.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace to you all.
我想继续跟大家来查考漂泊的世代。
Tonight I'm going to continue my topic, the wandering four generations.
从创世纪十二章到五十章，一共记载世代的历史。
From Genesis chapter 12 to 50, it records four generations of faith.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟约瑟。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
这世代的人有一个特色。就是漂泊。
The unique characteristic that spans across all four generations is that they all wander in their lives.
就是每一代都搬家好几次。
Each generation moved multiple times.
那在漂泊当中，我们可以看到他们跟神之间的互动。
In their wandering, we can begin to see their interaction with God.
可以看到我们现在所拜的神，对人是慈爱跟信实的。
And we can also see that the God whom we worship is faithful and merciful.
只要我们在漂泊中不要迷失。
As long as we are not lost in our wandering.
我们看我们现在的生活。
Let's look at our lives today.
几年大概就会搬家一次。
We will usually move in a few years.
所以漂泊是难免的。
So it is inevitable that we wander in our lives.
但是迷失是可以避免的。
But we can avoid being lost.
只要我们能够从这个世代来学习一些教训。
As long as we are able to glean lessons from these four generations.
为什么亚伯拉罕要漂泊？
Why did Abraham wander in his life?
是因为神的指示。
It is because of God's instruction.
为着要让他承受一块牛奶与蜜之地。
So that he would inherit the land of honey and milk.
他从乌尔飘到哈兰。
From Ur, he went to Haran.
他觉得不错，他就定居下来。
Which he found to be a favorable place, and he settled there.
他已经很满意。
He was very satisfied.
但是神叫他，你要再继续搬。
And yet, God asked him to move.
因为他满意的地方不是最好的地方。
Because the place where he was satisfied with is not the best place.
最好的地方是牛奶与蜜那一块地。
The best place is the land of honey and milk which God promised him.
今天我们所向往的可能是物质上美好的地方。
Today, we all long for the better place in terms of our material possessions.
但是那是次好。
But these things are secondary, they are second best.
因为那是会过去的。
Because these things will pass away.
神常常要我们搬家。
God wants us to move often.
搬到一个最好的地方。
Move to the best place.
就是会让我们帮助来承受那一块牛奶与蜜的地方。
It is a place where it will help us grow into a life that is full of honey and milk.
那就是神的国。
Which is the kingdom of God.
这是第一代的漂泊。
And this is the first wandering of the first generation.
那到了亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒。
And then came the son of Abraham, Isaac.
以撒的人生分作两段。
There are two major portions or phases to his life.
一段是他跟着他父亲的那一段时间。
In the first phase, he followed his father.
另外一段是他自己独立的以后的生活。
And in the second phase, he had an independent life on his own.
以撒的人生可以总结一句话，就是蒙福。
The life of Isaac can be summarized by two words, being blessed.
虽然他到处漂泊，但是他到处蒙福。
Even though he wandered about, he was blessed wherever he went.
因为我们在以撒的生活当中，看他面对三种挑战。
We see that he faced three kinds of challenges in his life.
但是每一次他都得胜。
And yet, in each challenge, he triumphed.
每一次得胜，他都得福。
And every time he triumphed, he was blessed.
在他跟着父亲的那段时间,
during the time when he was with his father,
他最大的挑战就是顺服。
The greatest challenge he had was to submit.
因为他的父亲以信心来带领他的生活。
His father had guided his life with his faith.
甚至要把他本身献给神。
To the point where he was about to be sacrificed to God.
但是以撒顺服。
And yet, Isaac submitted to his father's instructions.
就在摩利亚的山上,
on Mount Moriah,
他体会到神必预备。
He personally experienced that God would provide.
神祝福亚伯拉罕,那个福气也临到以撒本身。
And the very blessing that God bestowed upon Abraham also came upon Isaac.
第二个顺服,
the second challenge,
就是他的父亲对他婚姻的安排,
was the arrangement of his marriage by his father.
圣经说神在一切事上都祝福亚伯拉罕。
The Bible tells us that Abraham was blessed by God in every aspect of his life,
包括在以撒的婚姻上面，
including Isaac's marriage.
以撒一直到结婚那一天才看到他太太。
It was only on the day of the wedding that Isaac saw his wife.
这需要有极大的信心来顺服。
That required great faith to submit.
但是他得到了利百加。
And yet he wedded Rebecca.
啊，这是一个蒙福的婚姻。
That was a marriage blessed by the Lord.
第二个挑战是饥荒。
The second challenge he had was famine.
他想要搬家。
He wanted to move.
神说你不可以搬。
God said, "Do not move."
啊，你要住在这里。
You must live here.
这是神所指示的地方。
This is a place where God wanted him to stay.
对他来讲，每一天的生活都很困难。
Every day was very difficult for him.
但是过了一年之后,
but after a year,
神赐给他百倍的收成。
God blessed him 100-fold.
他没有想到忽然间他变成很富有的人。
He could never imagine how wealthy he would be one day.
他也没有刻意的努力。
He did not intentionally strive for that wealth.
只是在漂泊当中他遵守神要他的原则。
It was only that in his life of wandering, he abided by the commands of the Lord.
第三个挑战。
The third challenge,
就是周围的人对他的一种敌意跟一种挑战
was the animosity that arose between him and his neighbors.
虽然地上有地上的原则
even though there are earthly principles,
但是以撒用属神的原则用在这个地上
and yet Isaac applies spiritual principles to the things of the world.
他到处的退让。
He relented in every instance.
但是到最后，神赐福给他。
And yet God blessed him eventually.
挖到一个活水井，叫做利和伯。
And he dug a well called Rehoboth.
所以这个让我们想到我们在世界上的生活。
And this reminds me of our life on earth.
什么叫做智慧？
What is wisdom?
最大的智慧就是懂得神对我们的旨意而去顺服。
The greatest wisdom is to understand the will of God and submit to it.
因为这有会有神丰盛的祝福。
Because this entails the great blessings of God.
那以撒对神给他的祝福有一个回应。
And Isaac responded to the blessings God gave him.
就是他的生活有一个优先顺序。
And that is, he prioritized his life.
他搬到别示巴以后。
After he moved to Beersheba,
第一件事情筑坛献祭。
The first thing he did was to build an altar to sacrifice to God.
把神摆在第一位。
He placed God first in his life.
第二件事情，
the second thing,
他支搭帐篷。
Was that he built a tent,
过一个家庭的生活。
And had a good family life.
第三件事情，
the third thing he did,
他挖一口井。
Was he dug a well,
就是当时在牧羊做他的职业。
Which corresponds to our careers today.
所以他对神的祝福是有感情，是有回应的。
And so he responded and put his emotions behind all the blessings that God gave him.
那以撒的儿子雅各。
And then Isaac's son Jacob.
我们来看，今天晚上来看他的漂泊。
Whose life is what we're going to study this evening.
为什么雅各要漂泊？
Why did Jacob wander?
好，我们来看创世纪二十七章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 27.
创世纪二十七章四十一节。
Verse 41.
以撒因为他父亲给雅各的祝福，就怨恨雅各，心里说：“为我父亲居丧之日近了，那个时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。”这里说以撒要杀他的兄弟雅各。
Esau wanted to kill his brother Jacob.
啊，那雅各要怎么办呢
？What was Jacob to do？
所以，四十二节有人告诉利百加。
So someone told Rebecca.
然后四十三节，利百加对雅各这样讲。
And verse 43 shows us what Rebecca told Jacob.
说你要赶快逃到哈兰，我哥哥拉班那里去。
Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran.
所以二十八章开始，雅各就开始漂流。
So starting from chapter 28, Jacob began to wander.
离开爱他的父母。
He left the parents who loved him.
往他母亲的哥哥那个地方去。
And went to the older brother of his mother.
这样一漂泊就是二十年。
And he began his 20 years of wandering.
等他回来的时候，他妈妈已经死了。
Upon his return, his mother died.
那为什么雅各会漂泊呢？
Why did Jacob wander?
我们刚刚读的四十一节讲得很清楚，因为以扫要杀他。
The reason is clearly stated in verse 41 that Esau wanted to kill him.
这是他漂泊的原因。
That was the reason for his wandering.
那为什么以扫要杀他呢？
Why did Esau want to kill him?
我们看三十五节。
Let's read 35.
以扫说：“你的兄弟已经用诡计来，要将你的福分夺去。”三十六节。
36.
以扫说：“他的名雅各，岂不是正对吗？因为他欺骗我两次，他从前夺了我长子的名分，你看他现在又夺了我的福分。”以扫说：“你没有留下为我可以祝福的吗？”这个地方以扫在提到特别三十六节，以扫在提到为什么他要杀雅各。
In verse 36, Esau basically gave the reason as to why he wanted to kill Jacob.
说他欺骗我两次。
He had deceived him two times.
第一次是雅各夺了长子的名分。
The first time was when he took his birthright.
那第二次是雅各夺了父亲给他的祝福。
And the second time was he robbed of his father's blessings from him.
这是主要雅各要漂流的原因。
And these were the reasons why Jacob wandered in his life.
那我们仔细从圣经来看，这两件事情到底是怎么一回事。
Now let us look at these two incidents very carefully from the Bible.
在二十五章。
Chapter 35.
二十五章里面，二十九节
，verse 29，
说雅各在熬汤，以撒从田间回来累昏了。
In Genesis chapter 25, verse 29, once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished.
三十一节
，31，
雅各说：“你今日把长子名分卖给我吧。
”Jacob replied, "First sell me your birthright."
三十二节。
32.
以撒说：“我将要死，这长子名分又有什么益处呢
？”Look, I'm about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me?
三十三节。
33.
雅各说：“你今日对我起誓。”以撒就对他起誓，把长子名分卖给了雅各。
But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob.
因此，这个以撒说雅各欺骗他，夺了他长子的名分。从这样看起来，不是这一回事。
So from this narrative, we can see that it really wasn't the case that Jacob cheated Esau out of his birthright.
是以扫为着一碗红豆汤，他自己把长子名分卖给了雅各。
As a matter of fact, Esau gave up his birthright just so that he could have some stew.
他为暂时的满足，把那个永远的福分交换了，把它出售了，出卖了。
He was willing to give up his great immense blessings from his father in exchange for a tiny bowl of stew.
那在这个地方我们可以看到雅各的个性。
And you can see Jacob's character here.
雅各的个性，他就是他的名字叫做抓住，他有机会他就要抓住。
Jacob means grasp, and he would grab hold of any opportunity that comes his way.
特别 雅各抓住这个长子名分的机会。
And Jacob here seized the opportunity to take the birthright from his brother.
所以这个抓住是他个性的一个特点。
So this is a very unique characteristic in his character.
他可想这个长子的名分，机会到了他就抓住。
And so he craved this birthright so much that he would grab hold of it when he saw the opportunity.
但是这个抓住有时候是合理的，有时候是不合理的。
But sometimes grabbing hold of something is reasonable, and in other times it's not.
但第二次以扫讲雅各第二次，夺了福分，这个就雅各就有问题了。
And so the second time that Esau claimed that Jacob deceived him was warranted.
我们看二十七章。
Chapter 27.
这个二十七章讲以扫年纪大了，要祝福他的儿子以扫。
Isaac was getting advanced in years, and he wanted to bless his oldest son.
然后就叫他去打猎，煮东西给他吃，所以他可以跟他祝福。
So Isaac instructed his older son, to go hunt and bring him some food.
结果被利百加听到了。
And Rebecca heard it.
那在二十五章里面，我们可以看到二十七节，二十五章。
In chapter 25, verse 27,
我们可以看到这个。以撒跟雅各两个人，这对夫妻各有偏爱。
We can see that Isaac and Rebecca had favoritism towards his two sons.
这是造成雅各做错误事情的一个重要原因。
And this is one of the major reasons why Jacob had done wrong in this instance.
所以二十八节说，以扫爱以扫，但是利百加却爱雅各。
So in verse 28, Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebecca loved Jacob.
所以因为他的母亲偏爱雅各，所以听到他的先生要祝福长子，他就叫雅各去骗他的爸爸。
And since Rebecca loved Jacob, upon hearing that her husband was about to bless the older son, Rebecca instructed Jacob to deceive his own father.
那这个雅各当初也怕怕的。
And Jacob, in fact, was afraid.
他说我哥哥身上有毛啊，我没有。
My brother is full of hair, which I don't.
那如果我爸爸发现欺骗了，会咒主人的。
And if my father were to find out that I was deceiving him, I would be cursed.
那利百加说咒主归到我。
And Rebecca said, "May the curse be upon me."
那当然，祝福就归到你。这个生意是可以做的。
And the blessings would go to Jacob, and Jacob thought this is such a wonderful deal.
所以利百加年轻的时候，她本来是很漂亮，里面外面也很漂亮，但是到年纪大就有一点不太一样。
Rebecca was very beautiful on the outside when she was younger, and yet when she grew old, it didn't seem to be the case on the inside.
所以因为父母的偏爱，再加上这个雅各的个性，他抓住机会他要，所以就造成这个错误。
Because of Rebecca's favoritism and also Jacob's tendencies to grab hold of opportunities, they did wrong together.
所以这个错误就造成兄弟相杀，所以雅各就要离开。
And such wrong resulted in animosity between the two brothers and As a result, Jacob had to leave.
这个本来不是神要他办的。
That wasn't something that God wanted him to do.
这是出于他自己做错误的决定的一个结果。
That was a result of making the wrong decision on his own part.
所以搬了以后让他受苦二十年。
And that is why after he left his parents, Jacob had to suffer for 20 years.
所以今天有时候我们人会漂流。也不是神要我们漂流。
Today we are wandering in our lives, not so much that God wants us to do so.
有时候我们做一个错误的决定。
But because we have made the wrong decisions.
比方说你生意上做了一个错误的决定。
For instance, you have made a wrong decision in your business.
你全家破产了。
You went bankrupt.
那你就要搬家了。
Then you had to move.
所以有时候我们的人生的这个漂泊啊，是因为我们做了不对的决定。
So sometimes we wander in our lives simply because we have made the wrong decisions.
所以人生有几件大事一定要好好的祷告。
That is why there are several major decisions in our lives, which you must pray for.
第一个，你要读什么？
First, what are you going to major in?
第二个，你要在哪里上班？
Second, where are you going to work?
第三个，你要住在哪里？
Third, where are you going to live?
第四个，你要跟谁结婚？
Fourth, who you are going to marry?
这看起来是小事情。
These things seem relatively trivial.
只要我愿意就好。
As long as I'm willing, it should be fine.
但是我们从圣经的例子，再加上教会很多的例子，你发现这一些影响是非常非常的大。
But from the examples I've seen in church and also from the Bible, these four major decisions will impact your life.
所以这是重大的决定，一定要好好明白神的旨意。
These are four major decisions. That you must seek the will of God.
这样我们就会免去人生的一些痛苦。
Then you will eliminate some of the pain of life.
因为做错决定会引起痛苦的。
Because if you made the wrong decisions, you'll be in much pain.
这是为什么雅各要漂流。
And that is why Jacob wandered in his life.
也让我们来思想一下，我们应该怎么来做。
And this also prompts us to think about what we should do.
那从二十八章开始，亚瑟漂流当中，我们就来看到神跟人之间的互动。
And from chapter 28, we see the interaction between Jacob and the people around him.
从二十九章开始，雅各受苦。
In chapter 29, Jacob began to suffer.
但是二十八章是神向雅各显现。
But in chapter 28, God appeared to Jacob.
那这个雅各在以扫的眼中，他是一个坏人，我要把他杀掉。
In the eyes of Esau, Jacob was wicked enough to be killed.
但是在神的眼中，神怎么看雅各？
But how did God see Jacob?
所以我们常常发现，人在看人跟神在看人是不一样的。
And that is why we often find that there is a vast difference between how God sees things and people versus how we see things and people.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神所拥有那一种特性不是人所能够有的。
It is because the special attributes of God cannot be shared with mere mortals like us.
那如果一个人能够拥有神所有的那个特性，
If we own these attributes of God,
那我们在看一个人就会跟神在看一个人会有相同的结论。
Then we will come to the same conclusion when we look at things from the perspective of God.
那到底神的特质是什么？
What are these special attributes of God?
在二十八章里面，我们可以看到一点很重要。
There's one very important point in chapter 28.
请看诗篇的三十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 36.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇三十六篇第五节。
Psalm 36, verse 5.
说神啊，你的慈爱上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies.
这里说神有慈爱，神有信实。
This verse tells us that God is both faithful and loving.
神的慈爱达到诸天。
The love of God reaches to the heavens.
这个表示非常的大。
Which means it is great.
神的信实达到穹苍。
His faithfulness to the skies.
也非常的大。
Meaning is great.
那在创世纪二十八章里面
，In Genesis chapter 28,
十节
，verse 10,
雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去。
Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran.
太阳下山，他就在那倒下来就睡觉了。
And when he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set.
就睡觉的当中呢，梦见一个梯子。
He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth.
那个梯子顶到天上去。
With its top reaching to heaven,
而神的使者上上下下
and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
然后，神在站在梯子上面
There above it stood the Lord.
说我是你的亚伯兰，你祖先亚伯兰、以撒的神
And he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac."
我现在要将所躺卧的地赐给你跟你的后裔
I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying.
十三节。我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
那为什么神要向雅各显现呢？虽然雅各犯了很大的错误。
Why did God appear to Jacob even though he had committed a great mistake?
原因是在26章。
The reason is recorded in chapter 26.
我们看创世纪26章。
Genesis 26.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这是神对以撒讲的。
This is what God told Isaac.
你在这里寄居，我必与你同在，要赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你跟你的后裔，我必坚定我向你父亚伯兰所起的誓。
Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
神将亚伯兰起誓要祝福给他的后代。
God swore that to Abraham that he would bless his descendants.
在这里，神向以撒显现，所祝福他跟他的后代。
And likewise, God appeared before Isaac and swore that he would bless him and his descendants.
所以虽然雅各有一点错误，但是神对以撒的应许，神是信实的，他一定遵守到底，所以神祝福雅各。
And so even though Jacob had committed a mistake, and yet because of the promise that God has given to his grandfather and father, God would also bless Jacob.
所以这里我们可以看到神的怜悯。
Here we see the loving kindness of God.
虽然在以扫的眼中雅各是敌人，在神的眼中神还是怜悯雅各。
Even though Esau saw Jacob as his enemy, and God saw him as a person to be blessed.
所以有时候我们人的一生啊，难免有时候会犯一些错误。
We will more or less commit mistakes in our lives.
但是犯了错误并不等于神就会弃绝我们。
But just because we have made some mistakes doesn't mean that God will reject us.
只要我们不要离弃神。
As long as we never leave God.
神不会离弃我们。
God will never leave us.
神会接纳我们。
God will accept us.
因为神是怜悯的神。
Because God is loving, loving and kind.
他的慈爱高过诸天。
And his love reaches to the heavens.
他的信实达到穹苍。
And his faithfulness to the skies.
所以在雅各要离家漂流之前，神向他显现，应许与他同在，要与他住。
That is why before he began his life of wandering, God appeared before Jacob and blessed him.
但是神没有叫他不要去。
But God didn't command him not to leave his home.
那神真的叫雅各回来，回到家里面来。
When did God instruct Jacob to come home?
这个是二十年以后的事情。
This happened 20 years later.
在三十一章。
In chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis 31.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神对雅各说，你要回你祖父之地，到你亲族那里，我必与你同在。
Then the Lord said to Jacob, Go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you.
这个是二十年以后的事情。
This happened 20 years later.
神叫他回去。
God instructed him to go home.
但是二十年以前，神没有叫他不要离开。
But 20 years ago, God didn't instruct him not to leave.
所以这二十年漂泊在他母舅的家是有目的的。
So there's a reason he wandered to his uncle's house for 20 years.
就是神要借着这个二十年的生活来磨练他。
And that is God wanted to train him in these 20 years.
要改变他的个性。
To change his character.
使他能够真正的去承受神要给他赐的福分。
So that he could truly inherit the very blessings that God has in store for him.
因为这个福分是很宝贵的。
Because these blessings are precious.
但是你的个性有这个缺点，你做了这个错误，所以这个经过磨练。
But because there are some flaws in his character, God had to train him so that he would be worthy of those blessings.
但是在磨练当中，神一定会与你同在，神会看顾你。
But as God trains us, he will also abide with us.
所以这也为什么说，虽然我们信主，神给我们很多的恩典，有时候受苦是难免的。
So even though God has blessed us tremendously, he also allows us to go through difficulties in life.
我们看诗篇九十篇，摩西怎么祷告。
Let's read Psalm 90 and see how Moses prayed.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十五节。
Verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
这里摩西没有求神叫他不要受苦。
Moses didn't pray to God not to give him trouble.
他只求神在受苦的时候让他有喜乐。
He only prayed that he would make them glad for as many days as he had afflicted them.
有时候受苦是用天来算的。
Oftentimes we suffered to the extent that we number our days.
有时候受苦是用年来算的。
But sometimes we suffer so much that we number our suffering by the number of years.
那为什么神爱我们，他要让我们受苦？
If we love God, why is it that God allows us to suffer?
就是要操练我们。
He wants to train us.
所以摩西在四十岁已经很有信心。
By the age of 40, Moses was full of faith.
但是神真的用他是在八十岁。
But God only really used him when he was 80.
那这个四十岁到八十岁的生活，刚好就是雅各在他母舅拉班的生活，牧养群羊。
So Moses' life between the age of 40 and 80 is a reflection of Jacob's life in his uncle's house.
那这个四十年的生活，后来雅各做一个结论。
And these years at his uncle's house, Jacob put a conclusion to it.
我们看创世纪的三十一章。
In Genesis 31.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
这二十年在你家为你两个女儿服侍你十四年，为你羊群服侍六年，又十次改了我的工价。我们再看四十节。
Verse 40.
我白日受尽干夜，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得睡眼睡觉，我常常是这样的。这个地方雅各在讲他牧羊的受苦。
These two verses relate how he suffered tending his sheep.
所以摩西四十年的受苦是一种磨练。
Likewise, Moses' 40 years in the wilderness was a period of training.
所以到八十岁，神就向他显现。
And by the time he was 80, God appeared to Moses.
神就用他了。
And God used him.
所以雅各漂流到他拉班这一段时间，就是神给他一种熬炼。
So the 20 years that is spent at his uncle's house, God trained and disciplined Jacob.
因为他遇到拉班，这个拉班是一个很厉害的人。
His uncle Laban was a very difficult person.
为着娶一个太太，结果娶了两个。
And as a result, Jacob had only wanted to marry one of his daughters and ended up marrying two.
本来要做工七年，后来做了十四年。
And instead of working for 7 years for one of his daughters, he worked for 14.
后来再牧养六年，一共二十年。
And then he tended Laban's sheep for another 6 years for a total of 20 years.
那时间到了，神就叫他回来。
And when the time is up, God called him back home.
所以可见我们人的一生都有神的时候。
And so God has timed our life accordingly.
有时候时候还没有到，你一直要脱离苦境，没有办法的。
When the time is not up yet, you will not be able to escape your predicaments.
你看那个约瑟在监牢里面，他叫那个酒政将来你见到王的时候，你要帮我讲个情。那酒政一出去忘记了。
Just imagine Joseph while he was in jail, he pleaded to the cupbearer to try to persuade the king to get him out of jail, and yet he forgot. And Jacob remained in jail.
但是时候一到，神所用的方法，他原来他从来没有想过的。
And so, whatever happens to them was not imagined by the person at that time.
所以受苦有时过去也会有时。
And so there is a time for suffering, and there's a time for not suffering.
时候到，神就叫他回去了。
When the time is up, God will call you.
这是雅各漂流的目的。
And this is the reason for Jacob's wandering.
那最后一段雅各的生活就是神改他的名字。
The last phase of Jacob's life was when God changed his name.
我们看创世纪的三十二章。
Genesis 32.
创世纪三十二章。
Genesis 32.
二十六节。
36, verse 30.
那人说。
26.
三十二章二十六节。
36 verse 26.
那人说天容我去吧, 雅各说, 哦, 你不给我祝福, 我就不容你去, 27节。
27.
那人说你叫什么? 他叫雅各, 28节。
28.
那人说你的名字不再叫雅各, 要叫以色列, 因为你与神与人教理都得胜了。 这个地方在讲雅各跟, 啊, 天使在摔跤。
Jacob wrestled with God.
哦, 到最后, 哦, 他不放他走。
And finally, Jacob did not let him go.
结果 26节, 啊, 那人说, 容我去吧。
And in verse 26, then the man said, 哦, let me go.
雅各说, 你不给我祝福, 我就不去。
But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那怎么祝福呢?
So how did he bless him?
说你 把雅各改作以色列,
Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel.
这是一个极大的祝福。
That is an immense blessing.
这个变成以色列的一个开始。
And this began the nation of Israel.
所以雅各的十二个儿子变成以色列的十二个支派。
And his descendants later became the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以我们看到雅各到最后人生的结论是好的。
And so the conclusion of Jacob's life is good.
到了35章,
Chapter 35.
神对雅各说, 你要再上到伯利恒去, 伯特利去, 第一节。
God commanded Jacob to go to Bethel.
要在那里煮一座坛, 给神, 就是你逃避你哥哥的时候, 向你显现的那一位。
And build an altar there to God who appeared to him when he was fleeing from his brother Esau.
为什么要煮坛?
Why did God instruct him to build an altar?
因为20年前, 神向他显现, 说要与他同在, 带他回来。
20 years ago, God appeared before him and promised him that he would let him return home.
真的他经历这么多困难, 20年回来了。
And after much suffering in the last 20 years, God instructed him to come home.
但是他对神有一点忘记啊, 所以搬到别的地方去了。
But he had forgotten about God and moved elsewhere.
所以神又向他显现，你回来到伯特利来献祭。
So God appeared before him and said, "Go up to Bethel and build an altar there to God."
提醒他，这二十年来是因为神的带领跟同在祝福，所以你可以回到这里来。
God reminded him that it is because of His blessings and guidance that he was able to come home.
结果他在那献祭，神又继续重申要他改名字。
And so when he built an altar there to God, God reminded him that his name had changed.
请看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
创世纪35章第十节。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 10.
且对他说，你的名原是雅各， 从今以后不要叫雅各， 要叫做以色列， 他就改作以色列。
God said to him, Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. So his name, he named him Israel.
十一节。
11.
神又对他说：“我是全能的神，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民要从你而生，又有君王从你而出。”
And God said to him, "I'm God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will come from your body."
12.
12.
我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我要赐给你跟你的后裔。
The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I also give you. And I will give this land to your descendants after you.
那讲完话,
then God went up from him.
所以这一位神就是雅各所拜的神。
So this is the very God that Jacob worshipped.
也就是我们今天所拜的神。
Who is also the God we worship.
所以人生啊, 漂泊是难免的。
So it is inevitable that we wander in our lives.
但是这个世代人都有一个中心的思想。
But we all have a central thought. To our life,
就是他们要承受这一块地,
which is we will inherit this piece of land.
那今天来讲, 这一块地就是神要赐给我们的那个神的国。
This piece of land is representative of the kingdom of God, which God has promised us.
所以我们不管怎么搬家, 搬到最后, 最重要的一件事情, 就是我要承受神给我那个国度。
So wherever we move to, our ultimate purpose and destiny is to inherit the very kingdom that God has promised us.
而且不可以离开这个国。
And we must not depart from this kingdom.
你要停留在这个国就蒙福。
If we stay in this kingdom, we will be blessed.
那离开了这个国就受咒诅。
But if you depart from this kingdom, you will be cursed.
因为在属灵上。
Because In the spiritual realm,
我们就是以色列人。
We are Israelites.
在属灵上，我们就是雅各的后代。
In the spiritual realm, we are the descendants of Jacob.
所以神给他的祝福会临到我们。
And that is why the blessings God promised Jacob will also be bestowed upon us.
所以我们今天在漂泊，但是我们的那个中心是很清楚的。
So while we lead a life of wandering, we have a very clear purpose and goal in life.
我们要承受那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
We will inherit the land of honey and milk.
我们要唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
Two thirty-nine. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们每一个礼拜六早上10:00 to 10:30有一个祷告会。
Every Saturday morning, from 10 to 10:30, we have a morning prayer.
我们为着自己的灵性、自己的家庭，还有教会的圣工一起来祷告。
We should come during that time to pray for ourselves, our family, and also the ministry in the San Jose Church.
我们在四月的第二个礼拜有联恩布道会。
We will have our spiritual convocation on the second week of April.
我们需要神在带领祝福我们的工作。
We need God to guide and bless our work.
我们活在矽谷这个地区，大家都很忙。
We are all very busy living in the Bay Area.
有时候就让我们的心离开了神。
Sometimes our hearts wander away from God.
有时候因为太忙啊，所以我们就这个优先顺序啊，好像神已经摆在最后。
Sometimes we are so busy that we have placed the wrong priorities, such that God is always last in our lives.
所以求主耶稣能够在这个灵恩布道会赐给我们力量。我们大家能够再重新把神摆在最前面。
So we pray that God will strengthen us so that we will always place God first in our lives.
所以我们在礼拜六请我们在灵恩布道会之前特别来教会为着这个灵恩布道会祷告。
So before the spiritual convocation, let's all come before the Lord every Saturday morning and pray to God in the church.
那我们上一次负责人会也决定在两个月之前每个礼拜六早上有一个自由参加的禁食祷告。
The church council has also decided that 2 months prior to the spiritual convocation, we will have a fasting prayer every Saturday morning.
所以欢迎诸位跟我们一起来参加这个禁食祷告。
So please join us.
我们先来一起来祈祷。
Let us all kneel down and pray.